DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny, breezy, around 80, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 40s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 53, and Wednesday and Thursday will continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 68.
With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Food supply chain disruptions and how to reduce them and future disease outbreaks were front and center recently at the House Small Business Committee. One farm leader had some suggestions. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue told the panel that the pandemic has shown the food system needs structural reform, including more competition and more processing plants.
We have four beef companies controlling over 80% of the beef market. We have just 50 meat plants out there that manage 98% of the processing. It's incredible concentration.
LaRue says the number of slaughter plants has dropped from 10,000 to fewer than 3,000 in just 52 years, and only 50 plants process nearly all the cattle in the U.S. LaRue said the industry is less resilient because small producers can't compete.
Independent family farmers and ranchers, they have no way to truly understand where the market is. There are a slew of lawsuits going on right now related to price manipulation in the meat industry.
Several bills would require half of all cattle processed to be purchased on the spot cash market, with more opportunity for independent producers. At LaRue's calling, more federal antitrust enforcement to boost competition. Another more controversial idea is to manage supply.
Future efforts should focus on policy changes to address the causes rather than simply the symptoms of a broken farm economy. One way to do this is through a cost-effective supply management system for farm commodities that would balance production with consumer demand.
LaRue said farmers who were able to sell commodities during the pandemic earned 6% less for their goods than a year ago. He claims a reserve system would reduce government payments and stabilize net farm income. More Ag News online anytime at AgView.net. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Board of Regents last week reported that enrollment for universities across the state of Kansas is down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As four-year colleges within the state have seen a 3.6% drop, colleges are down over 11%, and technical schools are down almost 9%. McCake News reports that even with the lower enrollment, many universities are staying optimistic as they get through the school year.
I think in the end, we're pretty satisfied with where we landed.
I have said since last March, if we were 5%, or less, I declare that victory.
That audio from Cake News. In other news, the Douglas County Public Schools have announced they're closed today as they work to replan the next 2 weeks of learning. KWCH News reports that due to COVID-19, they're also pausing all after-school activities and sporting events until after October 19th. The school district is asking all students without their Chromebooks to pick them up today between 4 to 6 p.m. to continue their educational classes through the virtual learning. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offers valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 220464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020. We'll be right back.
Topeka police are investigating the death of a man who was found with a gunshot wound on Saturday. Police said officers found the man around 11:30 a.m. on Saturday when they were checking on the welfare of someone at a Topeka home. He died at the scene. Detectives are investigating the circumstances around the man's death. Currently, the man was identified as 38-year-old Christopher McMillan. So far, no other information has been released, and the investigation is still ongoing. In other news, newly released a record show that a 21-year-old Democratic Kansas legislative candidate who admitted to circulating revenge porn was charged 5 years ago with threatening to shoot a high school student. The Kansas City Star reports on Saturday that police and court records it obtained through an open records request shows that Aaron Coleman was 14 in May of 2015 when he was charged with a felony count of making a criminal threat. He later pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of harassment. Cole defended himself in a text message saying that his juvenile record was being used to distract from the issues in the race. The Kansas Democratic Party previously disowned Coleman and is backing a write-in candidate. Mid-America Network News.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A 21-year-old Nebraska man has drowned in the Lake of the Ozarks. The Missouri State Patrol said Reese Eisenberg of Omaha died Saturday morning after he went swimming off a dock and never resurfaced. State Patrol said Eisenberg was intoxicated at the time and he drowned in the Lake Cimarron Bay Cove. His body was recovered by Saturday afternoon. Nebraska's online tracking portal says the state's seeing a sharp jump in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases. Nebraska officials reported 621 new cases Thursday evening, up 520 from the previous day. The number of daily cases is up from where it was in September and also this summer. As of last week, 493 people had died from the virus. Nebraska has confirmed 46,185 cases since the pandemic began. The hardest hit counties continue to be Douglas, Lancaster, and Sarpy. The state portal shows that 29% of Nebraska's hospital beds are still available for virus patients. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Except for 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2KO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A proposed merger of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric and Donovan Electric Cooperative was defeated Thursday, not receiving a sufficient number of affirmative votes at special meetings of the two. The boards of trustees had unanimously recommended the consolidation, and a two-thirds majority was required. Kathy O'Brien with Nemaha Marshall REA extended appreciation to the leadership involved in the process and pledged that going forward, they will continue to provide members with the best-in-class electric service. Daniel O'Brien with Donovan Electric expressed disappointment with the outcome, noting, however, that these are member-owned and driven electric cooperatives. The two are among the smallest independent cooperatives in the state, and consolidation would have resulted in shared administrative costs, assuring stable electric rates going forward. Again, the merger consolidation with Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric and Donovan Electric Cooperative was defeated on Thursday. A student at Marysville High School has tested positive for COVID-19 and is quarantined for 14 days. The announcement Friday from USD 364 that classes would continue as normal. Close contacts are being identified who may or may not be quarantined as designated by health officials. The district is monitoring the situation and will advise any further developments. Nemaha County Commissioners held a public hearing at their meeting last week and then approved the 2021 budget as published. Second District Commissioner Tim Burdick of Rural Centralia has confirmed that he is a riding candidate for re-election. He lost in the Republican primary to Jason Cook. The Democratic nominee for the post is Greg Allen. Several more witnesses are expected to testify later this month as the preliminary hearing for two men charged in the death of an elderly Vermilion man, Donald McLaughlin. A forensic pathologist who conducted an autopsy testified earlier in the case against Jefferson Goett and Jeremy Penix II. The hearing will determine if sufficient evidence warrants a jury trial. Minor injuries were reported in Nemaha County Friday afternoon when a 13-year-old Seneca girl lost control of a vehicle on U.S. 36, 3 miles east of Seneca, rolling into the ditch. Haley DeHarsht was the driver, and a passenger, 11-year-old Kylia Estenick, also of Seneca, were transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Norbert G. Schmitz, age 92, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Norbert Schmitz. Michael A. Mike Waters, age 67, of Blue Rapids, passed away September 29. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mike Waters. Richard H. Harve Hawley, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation noon until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Family will greet friends Wednesday 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Richard Harve Hawley. Luann Ovett, age 65, of Liberty, passed away Thursday. No viewing or services at this time. Laughlin Ovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge for Luann Ovett.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here are your junior garlic butter bacon burgers. Have a supersonic day.
That garlic butter is something else. It's like the garlic butter showed up to the party first, and he called the bacon and was like, dude, you got to get down here. And the bacon showed up, and now everybody's having a good time.
The junior garlic butter bacon burger is back for a limited time, all for $2.99. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. Limited time only at participating locations. Mobile ordering available only at select locations. Trademark and copyright 2020 America's Drive-In Brand Properties, LLC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We saw some cool temperatures last week thanks to an upper-level trough, but we have a ridge that will move across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest, bringing us some warm temperatures for this time of year. Anywhere in the lower to mid-80s, it looks like all the way through the end of the week, and we'll continue to see temperatures in the 80s as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, so far, it looks like dry weather over the next several days. So across the area, sunny, breezy around around 80. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around the mid 50s. As we're into Wednesday, we're looking at sunny skies, highs in the mid 80s. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lower 50s. And Thursday, mostly sunny. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October, 73. Recent record high, 88 in 2007. The average low, 48. Record low, 35, set in 1999. Sunset this evening, 7:01. Sunrise in the morning, 7:27.
Are your four-legged family members snoozing away more of the day than usual? We will share one likely explanation on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 5th, the 279th day of the year. Actress Kate Winslet has a birthday, and the outlandish Monty Python's Flying Circus premiered on the BBC on this day in 1969. Reduced daylight signals all kinds of changes in nature, and your pets are not immune. Dogs, for example, experience a hormonal change triggered by the light-sensitive pineal gland. It produces melatonin, which regulates sleep cycles. It's natural for them to snooze more. But if you think your pet is napping too much or has become bored or depressed, you can help by increasing its activity level and boosting its light exposure. Place pet beds close to a window and schedule walks during the brightest time of the day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about animals and nature at almanac.com.
Are you tired of searching the radio for a station that not only plays great music, but also gives you important, updated information like news and weather? Well, search no more. Tune in to KNDY. Ah! This amazing station will eliminate the reason to search for what you need. It's local. It's dependable. It doesn't Julianne fries, but it's free. That's right, no cost, no charge, no contracts, no obligations, absolutely free.
Yay!
Local, state, and national news, farm news, ag reports, community updates, and weather forecasts, current conditions, and as an added bonus, severe storm coverage at no extra charge.
Ooh!
KNDY is also your station for KU, K-State, and area high school sports coverage.
Sports are back. I repeat, sports are back.
You can listen to archived games that we air during the season on our website for replay or download. But wait, there's more. Of course, KNDY has your favorite country music from today's hits to yesterday's favorites.
Giddy up.
Share with your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tune in to